I think throughout my life, I have worked some kind of magic. And for example, I think that I have taken my mind and my willpower, and then I think I have taken it to modify my own DNA in order to cure my diseases, enhance my. Do you think it's magic?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Something that's surprising and kind of spontaneously alters your body totally,
I don't think it's very much to say it's out of possibility to for people to have a common grasp on these sorts of things. I think we could we're at an enlightenment period right now in this point in time. There's definitely obviously something going on with everybody. So I'm going to quit talking because I'm taking up all of the time, and I'm going to hand the microphone over to you.
What kind of historical magic stuff have you researched?
You're probably going to laugh at this. Historical magic, stream television, like David Blaine, Michael Copperfield, and Siegfried and Roy, and the guy, Penn and Teller, correct? I think it's maybe I'm not a magician, but I'm really on this platform and see other people's and maybe get some experience in learning knowledge.
Yeah, me too, but yeah, I totally have researched just yeah, the cathode ray tube, the television and the origins of different technology. But as far as like stand-up comedian type of magicians, yeah, they're all over like Las Vegas and David Blaine and Chris Angel.
That guy is an extreme mind freak.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's tapped into some sort of I don't know, it's either camera tricks or something, but he does live shows, Chris Angel does live shows, and he's more of like a stage musician. I mean magician, which there really isn't a difference, A musician can mystify people with their skills,
You know,
Playing an instrument.
playing an instrument, this magic to me is you make even food, making chicken crispy, make
Oh, yeah.
bacon sandwich. Sometimes when you take a bag Doritos corn chips, and you could take cheese and put it all over the top. Been put in the microwave and the press 2 minutes. That's what it comes out. Water.
Yeah, like alchemy, is kind of used, when you create food and with like recipes and different forms of creation, at like a minute level.
I know how to make a sausage at my house. Yeah, I make sausage. I take wax paper and then I take some chicken in a can. And I put it inside the wax paper, and when I roll it up, basically like a big tube, and then I got to twist out the end and throw it in the oven. It comes out pretty nice.
Oh, nice.
Really
Yeah,
nice.
there's been all kinds of trades and different ways of manufacturing foods, you know, and it's been through the Middle Ages, you know, there's been different bartering systems of people's magical products, you know, they created their recipes and stuff.
If you couldn't tell, the whole time I was just putting that accent on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore, honestly. I just, I apologize for that.
That was cool, man.
Yeah, thank you. But magic. So I don't understand a fucking thing about being a magician, but I think I have an innate sense or a feeling of maybe the path that they would take, or maybe the path they would take to originate some of the ideas of magic.
Yeah.
And man, I think it's an extreme understanding of your visual and audio surroundings and your the soft knowledge of a variety of things, and you got to kind of be like a Renaissance person at the same time.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Then you just, there's a formula, like a willpower. You just manipulate the living fuck out of everything to create this image of what the illusion that you're trying to create, you know?
Oh yeah, totally. There was a movie that came out a few years ago. I think it was with Christian Bale or something. Yeah, I was speaking on those levels, like, you know, back in like the 1950s, being able to kind of create an illusion from a stage perspective. And, you know, the whole movie was alluding to there was like a secret magic behind his techniques or whatnot. But yeah, man, I've seen some pretty clever stuff, you know, on a street level, when I've been in Vegas, or when I've, you know, tuned into the crazy shows you see out there, you know, these package deals that they set you up to go see Chris Angel and all them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some interesting stuff. But totally, you know, even like a hypnotist, some of that stuff is pretty real, you know?
Yeah, that's, that hypnotism stuff is real for sure. But you gotta want to be hypnotized, right?
Or something, yeah. Like, I mean, I've seen some straight, you know, like, you know, children, or just like, I don't know. It's got to be a certain type of person that's open to suggestive thought. I'm not sure, you know.
When you're driving in the middle of night, long distances, and the white lines in the road, and you just keep falling asleep, and you can't hold your eyes open, that's a form of hypnosis for sure. White line hypnosis. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah. For real, man. Yeah, you're driving, and yeah, you know, you kind of, you know, you could either like daydream, or, you know, some sort of, you know, you can fall asleep on accident or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, hey, man, thanks for joining me in this podcast about magic. Sorry, I put on a first half of it. I gotta go unclog a toilet right now, so feel free to hit me back anytime.
Cool, man. See ya. Later.
Peace.
Well, I think cannibalism gets a pretty bad stigma, you know? Listen, I think cannibalism is totally fine in many contexts. The number one context being survival.
Fair enough, Jeff. I totally agree with you there. So what you're saying is, like, if you're hiking up a K2, right? And one of your partners falls off, and what's that movie we're talking about where they did that? What are you going to do? Survival, man.
Yeah, something like that. You know, you need sustenance.
What about cannibal morals? Like, Yeah, like when to eat human flesh and when not to eat human flesh.
Well, I think probably a dance recital. I mean, like, those are probably not good places and times to eat human flesh.
Oh, that'd be a terrible time. I would say, for me personally, I've never eaten human flesh, except like I bite my fingernails sometimes. But I would say like you could implement, cannibalism just into society to get it, accepted just like everybody else. Like maybe we don't have to kill cows for meat. Maybe we don't have to eat fish. Maybe we don't have to eat pigs. Maybe we could take, it's really cannibalism to me. It could potentially be like just utilizing our resources to the maximum potential.
So you're saying, in a way, instead of the hashtag MeToo movement and the Black Lives Matter, you want cannibal lives matter.
That's right. I want to march on the what's the Rocky Balboa statue out there in Philadelphia. I want a whole,
Oh, I don't fucking know.
yeah. I want to march on that statue. But look, man, we just got it all wrong, man. We got it all wrong. We got so many things wrong as a society. There's ways we could fix everything, and I think one of the main virtues that we could start with possibly is by utilizing our resources to their fullest potential, i.e. cannibalism if we have to. Why don't we take all those old people that you're just going to put in a casket, waste away space, and put in an urn, waste away space in your house? Why don't we turn them into hot dogs?
Well, that does lead into a really important distinction, and that is one of the most groundbreaking for its time sci-fi movies was, in fact, it was Soylent Green. It was a movie that was, in fact, hey, all these lazy people, all these elderlies, the people that don't want to work for a living, just turn them into fucking food. And I think, that is some that you could use that. You could definitely take that, and you could structure its functions into something that could really rebuild our society into almost a utopia.
Absolutely. There'd be a whole new culinary industry that would sprout out of this. There'd be whole new universities. The French culinary scene would benefit immensely because you know how great they are cooking food. I mean, it would be like the legalization of cannabis. It would be equivalent to that, I think. Maybe even more prolific.
I
Yeah,
mean,
when I think
everybody
about,
talks about. Oh, go ahead.
oh no, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Everybody always talks about, hey, what would happen if we perhaps started something akin to those Purge movies where, crime is legalized, and through these exploitations, really, we can come together as a nation after the chaos, and we're stronger. Now, I like these ideas. I like the ideas of unleashing the boundaries, taking off the limiters, and really just letting people reign free. In a way, it is the truest form of freedom to eat a man, a succulent morsel. And, let me tell you, it's pretty tasty.
So the cannibalism nation, you could have an anthem. You know how the anthem, I think the anthem would be like something like this. Taking away from the pain of the chickens, no more harm to the pork that we raise. The cows will graze once again in the grass as humans unite in one cause. Flesh. That'd be the anthem.
Damn, that is impressive. I need you to be on all of the committees. We need to draw up a few plans. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. Take as much time as you need, Jeff.
Yo, Tom! Tom! Where's my fucking notebook? Thanks. Cunt.
All right. Let's see here. Now, I have sketched out several blueprints for human farming. Now, you have to understand cannibalism. We're not going to be wasteful just because we're eating humans. We're going to use every part of the human, from the eyeball, the lips, the ears, down to the milk. I believe with hormone treatment, which I've looked into, hormone treatment would allow both men and women to produce copious amounts of milk. And, it would be quite easy. Each citizen would just have to go to a milk farming plant once a week, and it would be very, very beneficial for us as a society. Really, if you think about it, we would be overthrowing in terms of citizenship when it comes to morality rates. We'd be overthrowing China, Japan, everybody, really. We'd be at the top of the food chain when it comes to our utopia.
Hold on, kid. Give me just a second. I'll put some new gutter.
Hold on, Jeff. Just 1 second, buddy.
Get you some new damn better.
Sorry about the interruption, Jeff. I really no, but I completely agree with you on that. That paragraph you just said. I mean, ultimately, it would solve a lot of the bullshit problems we have with the population. Because come on, you can't fool me. We know that you're practicing immoral population control. We all know that's going on. Why don't they just be honest? Fess up and let's get this right, man. No, nobody needs to go to jail. It's fine. Let's just fix society right now. Make some damn hot dogs and fucking live on, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I think that'd be pretty rad. But you know what else? Legalize cannibalism, but also legalize cannabis. Am I right, my brother?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Smoking pot and eating toes. That's what life's all about, man. Well, anyway, Jeff, I got to get out of here. My kids need to eat something for lunch. I'm not sure what I'm about to make them, but I got to fix something up. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, no problem. My planet needs me.
Right on, Jeff. Have a good day, man. Catch up with you soon.
Bye.